This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Amelia Earhart speaks. She smiles, looks up, and begins to talk about her life experiences. Wait, didn't Amelia Earhart disappear in the South Pacific 80 years ago? Yes, but she is alive again, at least virtually, in this incredible museum that will open her hometown of Atchison, Kansas, in spring 2023. It's today's Kansas Profile. Joe Brentano is director of the new Amelia Earhart Hangar Museum. Mackenzie Burghart is director of development. Mackenzie grew up in Atchison, as did Amelia Earhart 120 years earlier. Amelia and her younger sister Muriel spent many of their early growing up years at their grandparents' home in Atchison. In 1908, she saw her first airplane at the Iowa State Fair, but it didn't excite her at the time. Years later, she and a friend were at a flying exposition when a stunt pilot dived at them. "I believe that little red airplane spoke to me as it swished by," Amelia would write later. After attending another air show, she was hooked on flying. She would go on to become the first president of the 99s, a women's aviation organization, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, first woman to fly solo coast to coast, and the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to the mainland. She received many honors, including the Distinguished Flying Cross from Congress, before disappearing on an ill-fated attempt to fly around the globe. Atchison celebrates the Amelia Earhart history through tours of her childhood home and an annual Amelia Earhart Festival. Then in 2016, a unique opportunity arose. There was an opportunity to purchase a Lockheed Electra 10E, the exact same model as Amelia Earhart flew on her last flight and the only one left in the world. Citizens of Atchison, led by Karen and the late Lad Seberg, formed the Atchison Amelia Earhart Foundation and raised the funds to purchase the plane. It was affectionately named Muriel in honor of Amelia's younger sister. The plane was carefully transported by trailer 1,206 miles from California to Atchison. The next step was to create a museum to display the plane. That led to the design and creation of the new Amelia Earhart Hangar Museum in an actual hangar and terminal in a 1930s-style Art Deco building at the local airport. This was a $17 million project, Mackenzie said. Outside the museum stands a statue of Amelia, identical to the one which Kansas placed in Statuary Hall in the nation's capital. Inside the entrance, one is greeted by a hologram of Amelia. This electronic CGI image speaks Amelia's actual and inspiring words from a century-plus ago, expressing the importance of transcending boundaries. The centerpiece of the museum is Muriel, the Lockheed Electra 10E. Muriel is surrounded by 14 incredible, high-tech, state-of-the-art interactive displays. Not only are these educational, they correlate with national and Kansas STEM curriculum content standards. Exhibits include a digitized version of Amelia's actual flight logbook, 3D holograms of aviation advancements through the years, and a display of other key female accomplishments. Guests can climb inside a full-size replica of Muriel's cockpit. At another station, guests can experience a virtual reality recreation of Amelia's 1932 transatlantic flight. Another exhibit not only describes Amelia's other pursuits as a nurse, mechanic, and fashion designer, it allows visitors to select one of these, for which the computer will create a personalized on-screen avatar of the visitor in related clothing. Amazing! What actually happened to Amelia Earhart? Step upstairs and the museum shows a map of where she disappeared with an exhibit of 7 different alternative scenarios. Guests can study the arguments for and against each scenario and then vote. I still suspect she's living in an apartment with Elvis. This remarkable museum will open in mid-April 2023 in the rural community of Atchison, population 10,885 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.ameliaearharthangarmuseum.org. Amelia Earhart speaks, at least in virtual form, at this museum. We commend Karen and Lad Seberg, Joe Brentano, Mackenzie Burghart, and all those making a difference with this remarkable technology in a museum you won't want to miss. When Amelia Earhart speaks, I listen. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.